And now on with the local news. The following three stories all have links to age and disability. To begin with, we hear from Emma Amis, who has recently celebrated her 105th birthday. An important source of help to the disabled is Norwich Door to Door, and they've just received a national endorsement for the quality of their service. And carers are vital for many disabled people, and many unpaid carers will now benefit from a pilot scheme that offers them individual support. But let's hear first about Emma Amis. She was already 15 when the Queen, who turns 90 this month, was born. Mrs. Amis came into the world 105 years ago, on Sunday, April the 2nd, 1911, the day the UK census was held. Its results show that one out of every seven employed people was a domestic servant, and the population was a little over 45 million. Today, it's more than 65 million. Mrs. Amis was born in Ashington, Northumberland, where her Norfolk-born father had gone to find work as a coal miner. Emma left school at 14 and went into service, working in Sheringham and then in South Reps. In 1938, she married her husband Edgar in Flemlingham Church, despite her father's reservations. He believed Edgar was too timing his daughter, and he threw away her engagement ring. But Edgar convinced Emma's family that his intentions were honourable. The couple's only child, Ron, was born on September the 2nd, 1939, the day before Britain entered the Second World War. With support from her son and two friends, Mrs. Amis managed to live independently in Flemlingham until she was 101, when she moved to North Walsham's Rose Meadow Care Home. She puts her longevity down to a calm outlook on life, advising, "What happens will not be changed by worrying, so you might as well just get on with it with a smile on your face."
A vital community transport charity has received a huge national endorsement of the quality of its services. Norwich Door to Door, which provides a citywide dial-a-ride service for adults and children with severe mobility problems, has been awarded a quality mark by the National Community Transport Association, the CTA. The CTA is a government-backed organisation tasked with providing leadership and support to community transport operators across the UK. The quality mark, which is endorsed by the Charities Commission, is only ever given to organisations which provide evidence of excellence in the delivery of services and performance. Five key areas of performance are considered as part of the accreditation process, including governance, transport operation, personal, health and safety, and corporate social responsibility. Norwich Door to Door relies almost entirely on volunteer drivers and passenger assistants to provide its much-valued services in and around Norwich. The mobility buses offer the opportunity for their passengers to access fundamental transport to attend medical appointments, go shopping, to attend social events, and to visit family and friends.
Hundreds of unpaid carers are to benefit from a pilot scheme that aims to provide them with individual support in their own homes. It will see carers in Norwich and South Norfolk receive one-to-one coaching in order to give them more confidence to look after an older person. The free programme, which is being delivered by the Carers Agency Partnership, or CAP, is available to people who care for someone over the age of 65 in their own home. And people are now being invited to register with the scheme, which runs until September. People will receive advice on everything from meal preparation and nutrition to how they can minimise common health problems for the person they look after. People will be able to request three visits during the 7 months.
Lovers of Norwich can now buy products about their favourite city online. The City Council's Tourist Information Centre has launched an online shop selling everything from hoodies to teddy bears, maps and fudge branded with the Norwich name. Visitors to the website can also buy tickets for city sightseeing tours and guided walking tours. Tourism Development Manager Michelle Harran said more than 300 products were now available through the website thenorwichshop.co.uk. That's thenorwichshop.co.uk, all one word, in addition to being on sale at the Forum. Ms. Hurren said the website was part of a push to bring the centre's products and services to a wider audience.